You're listening to At Lunch with myself, Pilani Nelsikepe. You and I hang out until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And we have a guest on At Lunch today. Her name is Rudine Diedrichs. She's an optometrist. For 22 years, she's been practicing and she's from Melon's Eye Style. Rudine, it's wonderful to have you here on At Lunch. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So I think when it comes to kids, it's really, really important for us to check their eyes. Why would you say it's important for children aged 5 to 12 to have regular eye exams?
Pilani, it is extremely important because, as we know, children do not know always what they do not see. And up to 80% of learning is through your vision. And therefore, it is very important for us to make sure that our kids are at a good level of vision so that when they go to school, they can take the information academically in and produce the information again in tests and examinations, you know, to their best potential. And sometimes kids just don't know what they don't see and what they do not find easy. And I think that is where we as parents come in to say, let's get their eyes checked, even if you don't notice any problems. But a regular eye examination at that age is extremely important.
So what are the things that parents should look out for that are signs to show you?
Things that you will notice with a child that is struggling to see is things like they're rubbing their eyes often or they squinting. Children that complain a lot about headaches can also be from a visual, you know, maybe difficulty. And then just in general, I've got a little boy, so I'd know exactly how it is to get boys to do homework. But just in general, for children to experience difficulty sitting down and doing homework. Sometimes it is just as easy as it's a visual problem because it's so hard for them to keep their concentration there and their visual system is under so much pressure that, you know, they find these activities very difficult. So that can also be a warning sign. Children sitting very close to the television when you're watching a movie, that also can be a warning sign. Just the general appearance of their eyes. So if you see their eyes are tearing often or it's very red, maybe the eyelids are a little bit swollen, all of those things are warning signs to say, listen, there's something cooking and a normal standard regular eye examination can give you a lot of answers.
You mentioned a lot of things that the parent will observe from the outside, but do you think that the child will be able to tell? Will kids tell you if there's something wrong with their eyes?
Very seldom. So many people that went to university studying that actually studied optometry only realized at that time that they couldn't see.
Oh.
Because you get so used to copying, you get so used to sort of making out what the letters on the board is, you know, you adapt. You adapt because you don't know any better. So it is very important to take that step as a parent and bring your children in for that eye examination.
For the parents to be prepared. So when you go to Melon's for an eye exam for your child, what happens? How's the process?
What is very important, because I think as parents we think, oh my goodness, how is this going to work? But the eye tests are very age appropriate. So I think that for the parents is comforting to know that the optometrist will make it fun. It will be at the age level of the child. So we're not going to ask a 5-year-old to read letters. We've got beautiful pictures and we've got numbers and signals and signs. So we do keep it very age appropriate. It isn't a stressful environment and it takes about 30 minutes.
And how do you think now, working with kids, how can vision problems affect a child's confidence?
Well, firstly, if you think about an academic level, if you are struggling to see at the board, you will not be open and confident to engage in class because you can't maybe necessarily see what the teacher is demonstrating in the front of the class. So already there, that child doesn't have the confidence to answer because they sort of feel that they're missing information. Just on an academic level of performance, you know, you might find that a child is struggling with reading and they don't have that confidence to read in front of their friends. But it's actually just back to, it's hard for them to read. They really honestly just find it extremely hard and exhausting. And just a normal pair of glasses can sort that out for a child very easily.
I'm amazed at how many things this can affect in a child's life and how we could equate all those things to something else, but something as easy as an eye test could really just give you answers to something this big. So how often would you say parents must take their children for eye tests?
Between 5 and 12, we do advise children to have an eye test once a year because they grow and they get bigger, as we know, with school clothes and shoes. So it is extremely important to have them tested every year. However, if you have a family history of eye conditions, or the teacher makes mention of something that could maybe, you know, lead to a concern, then we can do, and we sometimes do have, where children come in more regularly. But as a routine examination, once a year will be good.
Once a year. So make sure you do that, just to make sure that you eliminate that in your child's life. Rudine, what would you say is your main advice for a parent that's listening right now?
As a parent myself, we want to give wellness to our children. And that can be so many different things and mean so many different things to many people. But if you want your child to really be the best version of themselves and be confident and, you know, just live a full life, an eye test is as easy as that. You can really give them that gift because you do not know if there's a problem until you see a problem. And then you sort of have to backtrack and notice that it was a visual problem. So just by having a regular eye examination, you can build on that child's confidence and their academic performance.
So as you can hear, this can change your child's life. This can change your whole family life if you make sure that you send your child between the ages of 5 to 12 for an eye test yearly, just to check it out and to see that they can be confident in their learning and everything that they're doing. And Melon's Eye Style is ready for you with your kid with age-appropriate tests. So it won't be something that confuses them, and they'll be able to figure it out if there is something wrong with your child's eye and help them to get glasses. Rudine, it was wonderful to speak to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
That's Rudine Diedrichs. She's an optometrist. She has been practicing for 22 years, so she knows what she's talking about. She's from Melon's Eye Style. If you want to listen to this conversation again, just to make sure you have all that information before you take your child for that eye test, you can do so on our website, ofm.co.za.